Point 3. Capella dedicada a Virgen de Guadalupe, or Chapel in Honor of the Guadalupe Virgin. Even before the friar from Riancho, namely José de Santiago, had brought the statue copied by himself from a monastery in Extremadura in 1773. In Riancho, there was already a great deal of devotion to the Virgen de Guadalupe, or Guadalupe Virgin, as the 17th century cross in Tarragona demonstrates, for it features an image of this Virgin. But from the moment the statue by José de Santiago arrived in the town, the Virgin became part of the cultural and emotional heritage of the people from Riancho. Later, a multitude of ballads and popular music would brighten the local festivals which were held every year, first at the chapel in honor of San Pedro das Viñas, or St. Peter of the Vines, and years later in the center of the town at the Guadalupe Chapel. Another fruit of the devotion of the people from Riancho to their Virgin are the ballads sung to their patron saint. Among them, possibly the most well-known Galician song throughout the world, A Riancheira, Woman from Riancho. In 1947 in Argentina, Ancho Romero and Jesús Frieiro Dourado, also known as O Pinciñas, Little Nipper, composed the first version of A Riancheira, Woman from Riancho, which initially was known as Ondinas na Nosa Ria, Little Waves of Our Ria. It was also in Argentina where it was recorded for the first time in 1948 by the Coro Castelao, or the Castelao Choir, and a copy was sent to the bar Feliciano in Riancho. The recording was played from a balcony so that it could be heard in the street, and in time it became the flag of the inhabitants of this seaport. A visit to the Sea Museum, just opposite the chapel, is an obliged visit. Let's listen to the first recording of A Riancheira, Ondinas da Nosa Ria, Woman from Riancho, Little Waves of Our Ria, recorded in 1948. The Coro Castelao, or Castelao Choir, made this recording for the record company RCA Victor. Let's enjoy the original version of this great contemporary classic of Galician music.